Tum Tum and Nutmeg, Trouble at Rose Cottage. Written by Emily Byrne and read by Bill Wallace.
Chapter 1. It was quite a mystery. There was Nutmeg, rootling around in the mildew's larder, all alone with her shopping basket swung over her arm, when suddenly she heard a voice speaking to her very sharply.
"Put that back,"
it said, as she plucked a raisin from the fruitcake.
"Put that back or I shall call the police."
Nutmeg jumped, dropping her raisin in fright. She knew it wasn't a human voice she'd heard. It'd be much too small for that. It sounded like a mouse, but who could it be? She looked up and down the larder shelves, peering along the tins and boxes. But there was no sign of anyone at all.
"I must have been imagining things," she thought. "After all, who would want to call the police over a raisin? I've been borrowing raisins from this larder for as long as I can remember, and no one's ever complained about it before."
She picked the raisin up again to show that she wasn't really frightened at all. But just as she was lifting it into her basket, the little voice piped up again.
"Thief! Thief! I'll report you to Chief Constable Watchmouse."
Nutmeg gulped. She knew she wasn't imagining things now, for the voice was very clear.
"Who are you?"
she asked nervously.
"Why don't you come out?"
There was no reply.
"Oh, do let me see you,"
she pleaded. But now the little voice had gone quite silent. Nutmeg did not like it at all.
"No, look here,"
she said, trying to sound firm.
"You've no right to tell me what to do. My name is Mrs. Nutmouse, and I live at Nutmouse Hall, and my husband and I have been borrowing crumbs and raisins and sugar lumps from this larder ever since..."
But then all of a sudden, there was a great explosion of giggles echoing all round the larder. Nutmeg could be in no doubt now that it was a mouse, for mice giggle quite unlike any other creatures do, and it sounded as if there were two of them.
"Oh, do stop it," she said tearfully. "Please come out, whoever you are."
But the giggling got louder and louder until Nutmeg simply couldn't bear it a moment longer. She hurtled for the door with her paws pressed to her ears, and as she ran out of the larder, another voice, deeper than the first, rang after her.
"Off you go! Shoo! And don't come back in our larder!"
By the time Nutmeg got back to Nutmouse Hall, she was in a terrible state.
"Tum Tum!"
she cried, bursting into the kitchen. Tum Tum looked up in alarm from his crumpet.
"Whatever's happened?"
he asked.
"Oh, Tum Tum, it was simply awful,"
Nutmeg sobbed.
"They were laughing at me and poking fun at me and saying they'd call the police and report me for borrowing a raisin from the fruitcake, but it was only a stale old fruitcake, and I know Mr. Mildew wouldn't mind, and...
"Who said they would call the police?" Tum Tum asked in astonishment.
"Was it Arthur and Lucy? Did they see you?"
"Oh, no, no, not them,"
Nutmeg sobbed.
"They're still at school. It was mice, horrid, teasing mice. And they told me it was their larder and that I should never come back."
"Their larder?" Tum Tum spluttered. "I trust you informed them that my family has been living at Rose Cottage for the last..."
"Yes, yes,"
Nutmeg interrupted.
"I tried to explain, but they just kept on laughing at me."
Tum Tum was furious.
"Who were they?"
he asked.
"Louts from the village, I expect. What did they look like? Did you get their names?"